will decide. Yeah, please.
The first excerpt is from the Babylonian Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan said, the text says, and I became holy within the people of Israel. Anything in sanctity shall be not less than 10.
Number 2.
Excerpt number 2 from the Mishnah, the portion of Avot. Rabbi Chalafta, son of Dosa, the man from the village of Hanania, says, 10 who sit and engage in the Torah, divinity dwells among them. As it says, God stands in the congregation of the Lord. Again. Excerpt number 3 from the book of Tanya, the letter of holiness, chapter 23. The sages of the Mishnah said in their Mishnah, in their verses, 10 who sit and engage in the Torah, divinity dwells among them. For this is the whole of men. As it says, for I, the Lord, dwell among the people of Israel, through the engagement of Torah and mitzvot, specifically in a 10. And as it says, among you it is holy, and there is nothing in holiness that is in less than 10. In the things that we see, and also maybe things that we don't feel. Excerpt number 4 from Tana Debei Eliyahu Zuta, chapter 14. Israel are not redeemed from the sorrow or from the enslavement or from the shaking, and not from the madness and not from the pressure, and not because they have no nourishments. Rather, it is by 10 people who sit next to each other, and each one of them is reading and studying with his friend, and their voice is heard.
Number 5, from again, our sages said, in every 10 there is Shechina. It is known that Malchut is called 10th. It is also known that the receiving kli is also called the Sfira Malchut, who is the 10th Sfira, receiving the upper abundance. She is called Will to Receive. And all the created beings extend only from her. For this reason, a congregation is no less than 10, since all the corporeal branches extend from the upper roots. Therefore, according to the rule, there is no light that does not have 10 sefirot. In corporeality, something is not considered a congregation that can be regarded as important unless there are 10 men there, such as the upper degrees.
What we have to be. Excerpt number 6, what does the rule, love your friend as yourself, give us? When we refer to a congregation as a holy congregation, we're referring to a number of individuals who have gathered and formed a unit. Afterwards, a head is appointed to the congregation, etc. This is called a minyan, a 10, a quorum, or a congregation. At least 10 people must be present, and then it is possible to say Kedusha, which is a part of the Jewish prayer at the service. The Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, the Shekhinah, divinity, dwells there. This means that in a place where there are 10 men, there is already a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah, divinity. Number 7, from Rabash, the point in the heart. It is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell among them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells, as it is written, and I will dwell within them, among them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of Kedusha, and the structure should be qualified in order for the upper abundance to enter it, which is called the abundance, poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there has to be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver. So the receiver, too, must have the aim to bestow, like the giver. This is called doing. It is written, let them make me a temple, where the doing, the acting, applies to the kli and not the light, since the light pertains to the Creator and only the action pertains to the created beings. Again, a bit more.
8 from again, a person from Israel who wants to merit the true light of life needs to agree to plant himself in the gathering of Israel in all his heart, in all his senses, in all his corporeal and spiritual powers.
Okay. Right.
9 מתוך מאור ושמש, פרשת עקב.
Again.
Again, it is known that in every 10 divinity dwells, and it is a complete degree. And in a complete degree, there is hands and legs and hand and heels, etc. Turns out that in every person, when every person considers himself nothing in the society, then he considers himself as a heel for the society, and they are the hand, the head, and the body, and the upper limbs, and higher organs. And when everyone thinks of himself that way, then they all work to open the gates of abundance and all the goodness in the world. And the main thing is that righteous, who can better grasp the aspect of being more nothing than everyone else. And through him comes all the abundance.
Obligated to give an excessive example. Exam number 10 from Rabash, Love of Friends 2. If a few individuals come together who have that small desire to abandon self-love, however, without the sufficient force and importance of bestowal to become independent, without help from the outside, if these individuals annul before one another, since each of them has at least potentially love of the Creator, however, in practice, they cannot keep it. Then by each one joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not think now about how to satisfy his will to receive, but will think, as much as possible, only about love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to take on a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.